You're listening to WCNO Palm City.
Welcome to A Biblical Response. In this hour, we invite you to take a journey with us to the heart of some of the hot-button issues of our day. What is behind these issues? How are Christians supposed to respond to them? Hebrews 4:12 says, "For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart." So join us now as we bring God's word to bear on the narratives and the news that threaten our peace and cast darkness on our land.
Good morning. Good morning on this beautiful Tuesday morning here in Palm City. I trust that it's beautiful where you are, even if you're not in Palm City. And if it's not, it's Florida, so give it 20 minutes and it'll get better. Oh, welcome to A Biblical Response. I'm David Francoeur, your host, moderator, producer, whatever title you want me to give me. And I'm delighted to be here today. We have, as we often do, a profound topic we're going to be delving into. But first, I must, and with great joy, introduce my co-host this morning. First, Ann Limhoko.
Good morning. It is a pleasure to be here. I just wanted to say a couple of things. First of all, today is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Amen.
I don't want that. I'm just like something I say every time, but I really mean it. Because every day that we wake up, God is the one who gives us breath.
Amen.
And even if it was pouring out and it was a bad day, we should still give thanks. So that's number one. Number two, our fellow co-host Stephanie, who's not in today, and you will share that later, is not going to be with us today. So Stephanie, we miss you if you're listening, but we had the opportunity. And we met there separately. Like, we didn't plan to go together, but we went to the Florida Family Voice annual gala. And I just want people to know about Florida Family Voice because their mission is to protect and defend life, marriage, family, and liberty. So it's flfamily.org. So I drove there with my parents, and we went to the annual gala. We got to listen to Victor Marks, who I pray is the next governor of Colorado.
Amen.
So, you know, as Christians, we need to be involved in the civic realm, and Florida Family Voice is a great way to get involved. It can send you voter guides and it can keep you updated on issues. So I just urge our listeners to go to flfamily.org.
Thank you.
And I thank you for what they're doing at FFV. Amazing organization.
Man, and I stand with you on that end, supporting them.
Yes.
Before you reminded me of something before I introduced Keith, we have a wonderful event that happens, I think it's 15th year. In Orlando, the International Christian Film and Music Festival. We have been promoting it here at the radio station. We've had Marty Jean-Louis, who actually started it 15 years ago when a similar event died, and Christian music and film, and he was going to that. He himself owns and operates a Christian video streaming service. Mm-hmm. It's available. And 24 Flicks is the name of that, and you can get an app for that. But I went a few years. I haven't been able to go the last couple of years, but I hope to go next year. But it's a tremendous gathering of Christian men and women who are producers, directors, actors, screenwriters, musicians, anyone involved in the entertainment, what we call entertainment, faith-based entertainment industry. And there's a lot going on at these things. I could spend all morning just talking about that. But the event starts, I believe, in earnest on Wednesday. It's tomorrow.
Okay.
Now, the reason I'm mentioning this so late in the game is we still have some free tickets to this event.
I went last
year. That's right.
And it was so much fun. You get to screen new films that will be coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a great atmosphere. So.
And you meet a lot of, you know, in the crowds that are moving around, you get all these people that are involved in the production at one end or the other.
And where is this at, David?
It's going to be held at the...
it's in Orlando.
The Doubletree Inn, I think. Hilton Doubletree Inn in Orlando. And but I mentioned it because we still have some free tickets. Now, these tickets are $250 tickets.
Yeah.
These are all access tickets so that you can come, you can schmooze, you can sign up to go to the films, watch these films. They also have other kinds of entertainment there. Plus, on Saturday, they have a red carpet thing where all the actors, producers, directors whose films are put in for a judging, you know, because they have awards.
It's like a huge Oscar ceremony.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
literally,
yeah.
That you see quite on TV. Something.
For the Christian,
it's a Christian
genre.
Right. Well, yeah. It's all faith-based.
All faith-based
people.
Yep.
So the number to call is the radio station. That's 772-221-1100. If you're interested, I don't know how many tickets are left. I think we were given 20. We may have half of that available right now. I'm not real sure. But Sherry, who is the person that's going to answer the phone most likely if you call, is going to be the one to tell you what's available and set you up and how to pick up your tickets.
So this starts tomorrow and it lasts through Saturday or Sunday?
Yeah, tomorrow. Sunday. It's the hottest days are Thursday and Friday if you want to get to see the films
right. And,
you know, schmooze with people. Saturday builds up to the red carpet. So, yeah, there's some viewings in the morning and in the early afternoon.
Yeah. So if people are going to be going to Orlando, this is a great opportunity.
Great opportunity. Right. But listen, yes. The tickets are good for the whole event.
Yes.
You don't have to be there for the beginning. Really, today is the first day that they're actually going to have activity there.
Okay.
So, but I'm telling you, if you have the time and you have an interest in Christian media and you want to actually meet some of the people producing this stuff, the IC, International Christian Film and Music Festival, is the place to be this weekend. And that number to call again here at the station is 772-221-1100. And, of course, later on we'll mention that number if you want to call and give a comment about what we're doing on the air today. Now, Keith Masters, good to see you, brother.
Good morning.
I got to say,
talking in the background.
I've known Keith for a long time. What a tremendous brother in Christ, and I say this. He's a humble guy, too, so I don't want to embarrass you, but he's so thoughtful. Today, we brought in donuts. He brought in two of the ones I really like.
I was hoping donuts was not going to be brought.
I'm just going to say, because it exemplifies your good heart, brother. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
Keith,
Dave.
Good morning.
Good morning, David. How are you? Good morning, Ann.
Good morning, Keith.
Yeah. So a couple of things real fast before we get on to our to our subject matter, which is serious. First, I'd like to give a shout out to my good friend and brother in Christ, Terry Loughran, and his wife, Leslie. Terry was recovering from cataract surgery last month, his right eye surgery. They were removing a cataract, glaucoma, and astigmatism that was going on. And everything was going very well. In day eight, he said he had a serious bleed in the back of his eye. And the vision was completely gone out of his eye.
Oh, wow.
So he sent me a text and he asked me for prayers. And he's been seeing a doctor since then. This was last week that he sent this to me. So what we're doing is we're asking because his vision, as we pray for him, his vision is being restored.
Amen.
And I'm just asking for continued prayer for Terry.
Yes.
And, yeah, for continued prayer in his right eye to be completely healed. And to come to, he's driving only in the daytime now so that he can be, his eye could be fully whole and drive day and night.
Praise God.
So that's what we're praying for. And we're asking the listeners to do the same, to pray for Terry and his healing in his eye.
Please do.
Amen.
Put Terry in your prayer list.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. The other thing, we're going to give a praise report to the Lord because this is really, The power of God and the divine
appointments.
And appointments of
yes.
God. So over the weekend, this is Saturday. I'm going to walk my dog early evening, and I have a sign on my door that says "Jesus loves you." And I was wearing a shirt as I'm walking out the door and I'm going down. I've got a shirt on that says, "Jesus is my lifesaver." Mm. And it's in the design of a lifesaver from a boat with rope attached. And so you can see from the back, it's big. Okay.
I was thinking the candy, but okay.
Right, right, right. But it's a boat lifesaver. You know, you put it on it goes. And so anyway, I'm walking down with my dog and there's somebody walking in front of my house at that time, at that appointed time. And we come to walking parallel, and I said, good evening. He said, good evening. And he said, can I ask you a question? And I said, of course. He said, I see you the sign that you have on your door, you know, at your house. It's a big board. It says Jesus loves you. And then he said, I see you wearing this shirt. He said, and can I ask you a question? Of course. And he starts telling me about, he's from England. He starts telling me about a relationship that he established over the past 18 months with a woman through the internet. He's from England. He's living in England, has this relationship with a woman in the neighborhood that I'm living in. And oh. He decides to fly over and meet her. Okay. So it's an online romance. Mm. They start getting, you know, chummy, I guess. But he discovers that she has a friendship with a spiritual person who is not of the right spirit.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
Not of the right spirit. Let me just put it that way. And when he met this person, he said that he stood back from the evil that he felt from this woman's persona.
Wow. From the woman he's getting to know or her friend?
Her friend.
Okay.
Her friend. But they're close friends. So he felt the
evil. Wow, he sensed felt the evil.
He sensed the evil. He sensed the spirit. He sensed it. And he was upset by the whole thing.
Yeah.
And he felt the upset in his body, in his spirit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so here's what happened. So he wound up, my neighbor, lives around the corner from me, is a Christian as well. Mm-hmm. Okay? He went and he started talking to this guy, to a brother. And I don't know him personally. I do not know the neighbor, by the way. But he was talking to the neighbor. And then by coincidence, no coincidence rather, by a divine appointment, mm-hmm. now he's talking to me.
Mm. Okay, so two people in a row.
Right, two people in a row. He comes up, we're walking the dog, we're taking a walk up the block. The Lord puts it on my spirit because I've got tracks in the house. I said, let's turn around, go back to the house. We go back to the house. I said, I've got a track. I'm going to give you this to read. So because if you accept Jesus Christ, there's a prayer here that you can read. Now, he's in my house. He's in the hallway. I give him the tracks. He said, well, I'm going to be on the plane. He's leaving. He left yesterday. He said, I'm going to be on the plane. I've got plenty of time to read. He's going back to England. He opens up the track. I show him where the prayer is. And he says the sinner's prayer right there in the hallway.
Wow.
And accepts Jesus Christ in my house right there.
Wow. Okay? Amen.
But the divine, the power of God.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The salvation of God.
Yes.
To happen. It is God who saves us, right?
Yes.
This is just absolutely awesome. I'm going to say, I was talking to my friend Terry. He said, awesome is the word. And this is the word. Awesome is the word.
Amen.
The power of God. The love of God.
Yes.
The love of God. Because this guy, his name is Alan, by the way.
Uh-huh.
Because he was upset, right, from what he felt to be negative and evil.
Yes.
So he senses some type of spiritual forces, even though he was not technically saved.
Right. So there was things that happened, you know, in that time frame, just a couple of days. So a lot happened in those couple of days. And then the Lord just guided him to accept the salvation of his son, Jesus Christ. So
praise God.
It was amazing.
Cool. Thank you for sharing that. Yeah. We all need to hear those testimonies.
It's a praise report, for the Lord.
The encounters, because we're all out there. If we're a believer, you're a born-again believer, I think, to be more clear. And we're sent out there with the word of God. And, you know, this program, of course, looks at the news, and that's the good news.
Right.
And we need to, we're bringing that to you as well. But to start out with that, Keith, thank you.
Just walking out the front door.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, you just
never
know.
And I applaud you for being just very open about your faith, your shirt, your door sign.
As the Lord leads, this is none of my
And then you stepped in boldness. Yeah.
As God leads, as the Lord leads.
Amen. But, you know, I'll get to our news hook in just a minute, but I'm inspired because as a pastor, I've worked with, in all the congregations I've been in, worked with people in discipleship training. And when you're talking about sharing the gospel, you know, and that's very important to prepare people for if they've never done it before, how you do that. But the key, Keith, and what you're just talking, is you never know. You can assume, you can imagine, of course. It's nice to do that. But as a Christian who has the gospel in your heart and we're called to share that with the lost, but you never know when that encounter is going to happen. All you can do then is when the Spirit of God will tell you this is the time and give you the words.
Amen.
You know, and then, but you're not doing the saving.
Amen.
God is doing
Amen.
The saving.
Amen.
And some people reject that word. Maybe they're not, you know, that they're going to hear it several times.
But you can actually see us being the vessel of the Lord.
Yes.
And in that situation, and in all of these situations, we are the vessels. God is a spirit.
Amen.
Amen. And you know, we're all life. God's using us as life rings.
Amen.
To throwing us out into situations. I think that's really cool.
Yeah.
So, thanks. Right. Thanks for sharing that.
And going right into a serious conversation
and
a serious topic.
And we are.
Right.
But you know that the theme you bring up, and it's always there in the content of our programming here at the a Biblical Response, because, you know, we are we're taking a look at something in the news, and we're going to dive a little deeper into that issue. We're going to look, where does that lead us? Today. And by the way, it's a disclaimer or whatever, but we reference often that, you know, some people will say, you talk about Trump too much. And, you know, I dig it. You know, we're not totally focused on President Donald Trump. We're not. And as you've listened to us on a weekly basis, you can see that. At the same time, what I've said is because he is the president, and on top of that, he is the focal point of a lot of the ire from the left and from the liberal progressive side of politics. And so from time to time, the things that he is embroiled in, involved in, or a part of, rise to the surface of the news cycle. And so this is why when we have to pick up on those things. And so, you know, I would just say to you listeners, if some of you get a little twitchy when you hear his name, get into prayer about that, because God wants you to move to a different place with that. Anyway, so in the news, what's in the news? The third assassination attempt on President Trump. And that was, of course, last Saturday, at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. I think it's the Washington, D.C. Hilton. Maybe that's not the right
name. The Washington Hilton.
Washington Hilton.
That's what they say, yep.
Interestingly, a venue.
I've been there many
times. 1981, when Reagan was shot coming out of the...
Yep.
From the back of that. So, you know, so that's in the news. And considering that third assassination attempt, there's a lot of evidentiary commentary out there, not so much in the legacy media, but in a lot of the conservative side, in response to all of the inflammatory rhetoric that has been uttered, not just about Trump, but about conservatives in general.
Yeah.
Over the last, and it's recorded. I mean, it's in the news. Even news people, legacy news people, will refer to it, will repeat it, will seem to be initiators of that thought line.
Contributing. I would say, yep.
And in fact, if you were able, from time to time, I see videos that have been strung together from liberal news outlets. And it's amazing, on a particular topic dealing with Trump or with conservative politics or whatever, the narrative is exactly the same. The phrases they use are exactly the same, as if there's a playbook. And of course, I believe there is. That's me saying that, but I believe there is. So the entire effort on the part of the left to generate negative thoughts and activity towards not just Trump, but all of his administration, really. And in the broader sense, those of us who are conservatives, politically and religiously, both conservatives, there's a tremendous amount of negative rhetoric, inflammatory rhetoric.
Yeah.
Now, concerning Trump, getting back to him, because these assassination attempts don't occur in a vacuum. They come out of what people are getting from the resources they are going to be informed. Much of it's legacy media. There's some layers beneath that, such as groups you're a part of, social media, repeating these words and phrases that are very inflammatory. Concerning Trump, he's been called a racist, a rapist, a Nazi, a fascist.
Yep.
said he's a threat to democracy. He's a white supremacist, a bigot, a tyrant, a dictator, Hitler-like, enemy of the people. Wow. I mean, you can go on, and that these these words and phrases are repeated cyclically, daily, mm-hmm. through social media and legacy media.
The evidence is obvious.
The evidence is out there.
Right.
It's just, you got to,
right.
you know, it's really, it's time to stop denying, because look what's happening. And this is egregious. And it's not just because he's in danger, but, and I'll speak in a moment about how this has boiled over into the whole, the conservative side of politics. But there's a lot of, some analysts argue, or the talked about, not argue, but have identified that all of this rhetoric creates a dehumanizing environment. The word dehumanizing, where Trump is portrayed not as a political opponent, but as an existential evil warranting extreme opposition. And that, I believe, is true. I believe that is, and of course, he's the figurehead for that. But let me tell you right now, if you identify as a conservative Christian, and if you're involved as a conservative person in conservative politics, you are also have a target on your back. And we here at the radio station, because that's who we are, have recognized for a good while that we have a target on our backs whenever we do and say over the air what is true.
Mm-hmm.
And it really angers those on the left. And, you know, that's just the way it is. So all of this leads to political violence. And there's, for instance, I'm going to brief history just to remind you. I don't have a record of everything because we don't have time.
Mm-hmm.
We need a couple programs just to outline all this. But Congress, the U.S. Capitol Police, keep statistics on a lot of things, including political violence. Listen to this. In 2025, the Capitol Police investigated over 14,000 threat assessment cases against congressmen and women and their staffs, and of course, also involving White House. This is an increase over 2024, when only 9,500 cases were investigated. Okay, here's an interesting thing. By party, digital analysis by the Institute for Strategic Dialogue found that Republicans lead the violent threats by 56%. In other words, 56% of the violent threats against politicians or politically oriented people is against Republicans. Conservatives is another way we could use that. And this is threats documented between 2021 and 2025. Now, 42% of those events were directed at Democrats, so they're not immune from that. But the greatest majority have been directed against Republican conservative peoples. One of these days, I won't have to do that. Not because I stopped breathing.
Right.
Although some people have said I can't wait for that. But anyway, at the state and local level, 40% of state legislators across both parties report an increase in abuse, including insults, harassment, and stalking, as of late 2025. We know there are documented issues of physical attacks. Charlie Kirk, obviously, is the one most people think of. Successful assassination. Back in 2017, Steve Scalise, a member of the House, who's a House Majority Leader, was injured. He was shot during a practice. Softball practice.
It was a
congressional softball.
It was congressional softball game, yep.
Yeah. In 2022, Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh, there was an armed individual arrested near his house who intended to assassinate him and probably kill his family. In 2025, the GOP headquarters had multiple incidents of arson and property violence recorded there, including a fire set at the party's headquarters in New Mexico. And then that brings us up to the house, dinner, and that the assassination attempt against Trump. So here's the thing is what we're trying to invite our listeners, if you're not really sure about this, we'll certainly pray about it. Mm-hmm. This is a real thing. It has only escalated in the last 4 or 5 years. It began in earnest when Trump had his first term against him and those who supported him and his cabinet as well and all those that worked for him. It's now exponentially increasing. And so we're calling just to be aware, but also to pray. You know, our next move is not, is well, who should I talk to? What focus group should I become? No. Pray about it. Go to God in your private prayer time and ask him, hey, lift it up to him. Pray for deliverance from this. Pray for the changing of hearts. This is big. Listen, this is big. This is national. And it goes along with the political divide. And why we're focusing on this today, again, is not just to make you aware of this, but and again, not just to ask you to pray about it, but to pray about how you can become part of a healing dialogue in our country. It's possible. How can you do it? Well, God will open doors.
Yeah.
But there are so many ways you can access not just prayer groups locally, but conservative political groups that are really not out there to perpetuate the evil that's being brought against us conservatives, but to find ways of bringing healing and in the whole process, in the whole culture. Mm-hmm. That's what we're about. You know, I know a few conservatives out there that, you know, if they had the right equipment and the right timing, they might do something really stupid. But most of us, this is what it's all about. Mm-hmm. Okay, this is what it's all about, but to be aware of that. And I'm want to shift now to Keith. And Keith is going to, oh, wait a minute, before we do that, I did have a couple of scriptures. Sorry, Keith, but, you know, this is a biblical response. And from what I've said, I got a couple of references from the Bible, just as not so much qualifiers what I've said, but discipleship commentary. If you're going to be a follower of God and a Christ follower, especially, how do we do that in these times? We don't respond to the division by creating more. We don't bring evil where there's evil. We don't respond to evil with evil. We respond with God and with good. Proverbs 18:21. Listen to this. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruits. So the Bible, really think about it. What do you say? Are you participating in the inflammatory language that's being cast around in our nation today, which is nothing but defaming mm-hmm. and creating darkness where there needs to be light? Are you doing that? Mm-hmm. Stop it. James takes this theme, by the way, and develops it. In his book, James 3, 5 through 6. So also the tongue is a small member, yet it boasts of great things. How great a forest is set ablaze by such a small fire. And the tongue is a fire, a world of righteous unrighteousness. The tongue is set among our members, staining the whole body, setting on fire the entire course of life, and set on fire by hell. Pretty profound, very true. With that, Keith?
Yeah, pick also, us up. Yeah. Salt. What was this? What's the scripture?
Salt and light.
Salt and salt water and clear water do not come out of the same well.
Mm.
Mm. Mm-hmm. I believe is that Timothy? I'm not sure. Just
to look it but, up.
I'm looking up right now.
But
yeah.
The well, yeah. But the well for since you brought up the tongue, salt and salt water and evil water, it's not going to come out of the same tongue. But we were talking about this because it is the third attempt and it is the conversation, and we're bringing it out to the church because it's a question on how does the church, or where does the hate come from for President Trump? If we're in the church and if we're a unified body, where does that hate come from? Mm-hmm. If we're in the church? Because there's the Lord tells us not to be hateful, and who is God? God is love. Mm-hmm. In the book of Ephesians, and one of the questions that I raised that question because I have somebody that I know in a group, and he's a Christian, but things aren't going his way because the government in business, because things got cut out, I guess programs got
funding
got cut off, redistributed, and things occurred. So it affected him and his business. Mm-hmm. So because of that, he's upset with President Trump, and he's not a fan of President Trump. And there's a strong dislike is how I'm going to put it. He uses the word. He doesn't use that word.
Yeah.
He uses a stronger word.
Mm-hmm.
So why does the church get so angry when the church is trying to tell us not to be that way? And we need to come out and support President Trump, because also, don't forget, God is the one who puts him there.
Mm-hmm.
So in the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verses 29 through 32, and it says, "Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen." And you know, David, that says a lot right there in accordance to what the dialogue that comes out of the left's mouth about who this person is and what they say about him.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And what are some of those words that you used? Because
racist, right. Nazi,
right.
Child molester, right. Fascist,
threat
communist.
To democracy.
Let not any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. If you're a Christian, this is what we're supposed to be paying attention to.
Yeah.
And here I have somebody that I'm talking to and is a friend of mine and is a Christian and is still.
I guess he could disagree with Trump's policies, but he doesn't have to take it to the point where he's calling the president names being completely this unwholesome talk that the Bible addresses.
In a continuation. No, because that's really good. Right. And I think that's what a lot of the church does. Right. They're very upset and they're looking at they're looking at how it's affecting them and not. What God is doing through President Trump and how it's affecting them personally.
By the way, it's clearly spiritual.
Yeah.
Earlier, you referenced the salt in the clear water.
Yes.
James 3:11-12.
Yes.
Yep.
Does the spring send forth fresh water and salt from the same opening?
Right.
Yeah. That's what that is.
Right. It talks about the mouth. Yep.
Right. Right. Once again, right, with the tongue. Mm-hmm. And to continue on to that scripture.
Ephesians 4.
I got it right here. "And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice.
Yeah.
Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other."
And this is how the Bible calls believers to respond to these things that we're talking about.
Yeah.
You know? By the way, I took out the break, and I did because this, in my spirit, I believe we need to continue on until the end of the hour.
Praise the Lord.
So I'm reminded then to invite people, if you want to call, the number to call is 772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100. And we'd love for you to be succinct in stating your position, and then we'll move on with the program.
People are still holding on to when his President Trump had his first campaign. They're still holding on to what the news displayed about him with women and his lifestyle that he had back then.
Mm-hmm.
And where Jesus tells us, right, a new creation is born. I believe President Trump is sharing God with this country. He's bringing God back into this country. And one of those things is how many missionaries has he brought back from around the world that he's released. And he's got his office is the only office with Christian faith office.
Yep.
Right. Yeah. His office is and excuse me. This president, and this is why you have the left going so much against it. Because of his faith base, the Christian, the person that just tried to shoot him, right, at the correspondence dinner, what did President Trump say? He hated Christians. Mm-hmm. And this is the level of hate that they have for the Christians and for his agenda. Don't forget that they're trying to bring a world government about and President Trump's agenda is make America great again. Mm-hmm. So it's a direct conflict mm-hmm. with what their agenda is going to be. They want one world government. They want open borders. They want everything that was destroying this country. And the Lord brought President Trump back in to reestablish this nation that he has blessed.
Amen.
With.
Yeah. If I can just add, Keith.
Sure.
It's the media, it's the Democratic Party that have put these very mean labels, and I want to say the word labels, on our president, President Trump, and Carolyn Leavitt, who's the White House press secretary. Did you guys see her briefing yesterday? She actually gave a whole bunch of names and political officials who were on the Democratic Party, part of the Democratic Party, and I want to kind of go through this really quickly because it's just what it's doing is adding fuel to the fire, and it's causing people to be filled with such hate that resulted in this 31-year-old man coming all the way from California on a train and trying to attempt to assassinate President Trump. And he was going to try to kill also his administration officials. If you looked at his manifesto,
right.
He had
mm-hmm.
them each right. targeted, except I believe Kash Patel.
It was about the Trump administration itself.
Exactly. And that's all the succession. That's line of succession. When president dies, then it goes to the vice president,
right.
It goes from there.
Right.
And he wanted to kill the whole succession.
Speaker of the House follows if the vice president can't
yes,
serve.
Exactly. Yeah. And was there as well. But listen to this. Representative Hakeem Jeffrey, he's the head of the Democratic Caucus, the party.
Mm-hmm.
He said this month, we are in an era of maximum warfare everywhere all the time. We have Governor Josh Shapiro said heads need to roll. Within the administration, we have Senator Alex Padilla. He said people are dying because of fear and terror caused by the Trump administration. Senator Elizabeth Warren, she's a very, very popular figure. She said President Trump is making the country look like a fascist state.
Mm-hmm.
These are things that they're saying. Adam Schiff. I can't stand Adam Schiff. He said President Trump is using a dictator playbook. And then Senator Ed Markey calling President Trump a dictator, saying that this administration's actions are authoritarianism on steroids. All these things we want our listeners to just beware that be careful what you listen to and what you allow to get into your spirit, because we are not to let that unwholesome talk even be heard in our ears versus also letting it come from our mouths. So we're just wanting our listeners to know about these labels that have led to this environment that's so, so, so dangerous.
Yeah, President Trump is asking the left to stop the rhetoric
because
this is what's inciting the violence.
Yep.
And when you have people, like this person, Hassan Piker, he is a left-wing political commentator.
Okay.
This is what he has to say. And this is about the landlords. Okay, this isn't just about President Trump, but this is about landlords. This is, and I'm just going, because this is their rhetoric as the party.
Okay.
In the week before the latest attempted assassination, and this comes from the New York Post, actually.
Okay.
In the week before the latest attempted assassination of President Trump, the New York Times conducted the softest of softball interviews with leftist pundit Hassan Piker. A typical line from Piker on his Twitch live stream, let the streets soak in landlords' red capitalist blood.
What do they mean by landlords?
Landlords.
People that don't rent the property.
Free enterprise, right.
So they're talking about that issue in that
article?
It's
a hot issue in New York City.
Oh, okay.
It's a big issue in New York City,
okay.
Right? So they're calling this social murder. They're calling this social murder.
Yeah.
And here's another one. And this is from the New York Post. It's, as you were saying, it's all according to what we're listening to.
Yeah.
And what we're letting come into our spirit and into us.
Yes.
So this is a story. Here we go. Fact-averse radical leftists are talking to social media to claim the third attempt on President Trump's life by an armed lunatic was all part of an elaborate hoax. So they're saying that this is a hoax. They're saying that this is not true. X has become a cesspool of armchair sleuths, many of them sporting blue hair and separate septum rings, confidently declaring suspect Cole Allen's botched attempt to mow down Trump administration officials at the White House Correspondents' Dinner on Saturday night is fake. So they're saying that this is fake.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, well,
I mean, that's so obvious. Right. It's not fake.
When the legacy news media reports it, you know.
Well, as we're talking. They did. Right. And as we're talking to the church, speaking to the church.
Yeah.
Okay. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32, we read, "Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as Christ forgave you." In the context of this scripture and of this verse, it says, "We often easily accept God's forgiveness for our sins and our redemption through Christ, but hold on to our own anger, our own bitterness, and our own resentment toward others." Mm-hmm. And I find that this goes on a lot, right? Yeah. For some things that we don't like, and some things that we're against. And I'm going to give you a case in point, personal story here.
Mm-hmm.
My mother-in-law and I, we're on tough roads, right?
Yeah.
She's the one that said, you know, "I was good for nothing." This is what my mother-in-law said to me at the dinner table, all right?
Oh, yeah. My.
I don't know how long I held on to that. I'm going to be honest. I held on to that for a long time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the Lord recently told me, now my mother-in-law fell, broke her, fractured her pelvis, broke her tailbone. She's been in the hospital, and now she was in rehab. Mm-hmm. And she's been in rehab. And the Lord told me, be nice to her. The Holy Spirit put it on.
That's definitely the Lord.
Be nice to that.
Yeah.
Now, I wasn't going to visit my mother-in-law. I just wasn't. I'm being honest here, okay? Because it was just something. And now God just told me, you know, let it go. Just let it go.
Yeah. That's a perfect example that we need to let things go.
And
yeah.
I just went to go and see my mother-in-law in the rehab, all right?
How did it go?
It changed the whole dialogue with my mother-in-law and changed the whole picture with my mother-in-law to open up, to let God in.
Mm. Amen.
To let God in, because when we're blocking God out, we might not know that we're blocking God out.
Well, unforgiveness definitely that we hold in our hearts can block the Lord from moving.
Well, we think that we forgave them, right? We think we forgave them.
This applies to all of us. We may be mad at somebody.
This is a perfect story, because I've told this story before years ago, where my neighbor borrowed my lawnmower.
I never returned it.
And
I asked the Lord, and this is how we forget. And I asked the Lord, how did Joseph forgive his brothers? And the Lord just took it away, right? The Lord just took it away.
It's only the Lord who could do something
it's
like that.
It's only the Lord, and this is why we got to look to Jesus. We have to look to Jesus if we have bitterness for somebody in our heart. Right. And if we have anger and upset, and understand, and you know, God will give you the answers.
He will give you the answers. He will speak to you.
So this is what, you know, this is what we're looking for, to share in the church, because there's too much of the church that is voting against
and acting like the world, Keith.
And supporting against the righteousness of God. Jesus does not support gay marriage. He just doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
So how can we as Christians vote to support that platform that goes against the word of God? And this is where we're trying to show, because you don't like, or because somebody doesn't like a personality.
Yeah.
Because we don't care for a personality, but that's not God's will. God's will is man and woman, and to the righteousness of the righteousness, the chest plate of righteousness that we put on is through Jesus Christ.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen.
When we put the armor of God on.
And, you know, the dynamics, the spiritual dynamics that are involved in the circumstances we've been talking about this morning, and Keith so wonderfully articulated down to a personal level, is this. Is there any difference between our being angry, even hateful towards someone, when they have done something in actuality that's offended us?
Yeah.
Okay. Where there's evidence that what they did or said was definitely derogatory, definitely inflammatory, and definitely painful.
Yeah.
But there's no difference in how we should respond when we are told something about somebody and that something is untrue, and yet we choose to believe it's true, and we form and shape our thoughts and sometimes our actions based on that untruth.
Yes.
And so that ultimately the people that are telling us to hate somebody, we say, yeah, let me do that.
Right.
You don't stop to wonder, is there any truth in this? And if you would take that example applying it not just to Trump, not just to other public figures, but even to your own personal life and the people that you know or are close to you, where you believe something that you has really not been proven. I'm convicted by the scriptures that we just shared today, as we all should be, to stop, to pull back from the anger and whatever action or words we're going to use, and ask God for guidance. How should we respond to this? Because whether it's true or not, our response to any of that stuff should be forgiveness.
Well, we mostly have talked about in the majority of the show how Democrats and the Democratic Party has labeled President Trump and other Republicans. But it happens with conservatives who talk about liberals.
Yeah.
Like, we can get very low, and God does not call us to do that as well.
No.
Like, we cannot even do that as Christians, even though, yes, we believe that we are the right party. We believe that we stand for righteousness, you know, as a conservative, but it doesn't allow us to call the other party names and to go really, really, really low, you know?
Exactly.
So I'm
right.
convicted in that way, too. It goes both ways.
But now let's make a further distinction, because Keith quoted or referenced scripture in one particular point in this gay marriage. Someone listening will have said, well, you just said something nasty about gay people. And the truth is, no, we said something truthful about how the Bible addresses the lifestyle, the gay lifestyle. And that from the gay lifestyle, marriage is just because it's marriage doesn't mean God authorizes it either. So the scripture calls us to bring truth to people who are living in a lie.
But we welcome those individuals into churches.
We love those individuals.
We will not sugarcoat, because that's sin. It is sin.
It is, when we can't say it's not.
Bottom line, yeah.
You know, a perfect example of that is Bridgetown Church in Portland. They welcome all individuals to attend their services, and they had a series called God and Sexuality was a series that they had, okay? But they aligned themselves with the biblical truths.
Right.
So you were welcome to come in and see it, but what was going to be spoken is the truth of God, so that you could understand and see that this is God's word and that you are not aligned with the word of God in that situation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So there's a false narrative there with love. God is love. Yes, he is. But you're also separating yourself from God where there's sin.
Yeah, love does not lie
right.
to you. So we
the concept many Christians have of God's love is really a reformed human view of love that is not really divine love, because you read the scriptures, God reveals his love in many ways, but sometimes it's he allows his people to fall into a distress and suffering because he wants them to recognize their sin and repent.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's also the love of God.
Absolutely.
First Corinthians chapter 1 verse 10. I appeal to you, brothers and sisters, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree with one another in what you say, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly united in mind and in thought.
Yeah.
Where is the confusion there?
Well, there is none, but yet be willing to be united in mind and thought.
Right.
Right? As an individual.
Right. So you know, we might think that we are living in the spirit, but we're walking in the flesh after our personal attention goes against the word of God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's just, I don't know why, but the spirit, the Holy Spirit is speaking to me.
Oh, we got a call. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Hey, Pastor David, Ann, and Keith. Wow, what a way to be able to bring forth the truth, which is what Jesus says sets us all free. And I just, again, want to thank you for the title of the program, which is where we are reminded to go back to the Word of God.
Amen.
And the biblical response. And
amen.
I just thank God for that, because it seems that, you know, a lot of people, even in church, can get risen up into the idea of the social medias and really be swept away. And thank God for the anchor of the Word of God that keeps us strong in the truth in these times.
Amen.
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 Thank you for calling,
Anne-Marie. You got that. Thank you.
Have a good day, Anne-Marie. Thank you for calling.
Just ask for prayer for my family. There's a lot of things going on. I've had a loss of a mother-in-law recently, and just my brother's situation. So just lift up. I think families are under attack in our nation. Also.
Absolutely.
So, yes.
God bless you all.
We
love
will
you.
Sure
God bless
do
you.
That.
Thank you, Anne-Marie.
Thank you, Anne-Marie.
God bless. And let's do a listener pray for Anne-Marie's family.
Yeah.
God knows who they are and their needs.
Yes.
Certainly. So,
I mean, I believe if we get to the point where we get so angry, and politics can do that, where mm-hmm. it's not a righteous anger anymore, we are going into an area of sin. And that's what
yes.
we're talking about. And we cannot participate. There's a lot of inflammatory rhetoric going out there on both sides. And we're talking a lot about the Democrats because I believe that's what has caused this man to be completely radicalized, to get on a couple of trains and try to assassinate the president.
Mm-hmm.
We have
yeah.
to be careful where our heart is in all matters. So, Keith, I'm jumping it back to you because I know you got a bunch of stuff
no,
you're looking
got,
at.
You know, this was just out of the newspaper, and it says, bring it to a halt. Mm-hmm. Bring the conversation to a halt.
Yeah.
Democrats can put a stop to this. They can say the rhetoric doesn't represent them and make it abundantly clear
yeah.
they won't stand for violence.
Yes.
They can admit that President Trump is no rapist, no pedophile, or no traitor. They can tell the truth and call a halt to the intense hatred that's motivating sick people to take their best shot at our president. If they don't, the American people should see that their silence is tacit approval.
You know what? I was really upset because what Jimmy Kimmel, did you guys see what?
Yes.
I don't watch Jimmy Kimmel.
Yes. I don't either.
But it was,
I don't
it,
either.
Okay.
I did read about what,
it,
what
oh
he
Oh my
said.
Gosh. I don't watch a lot of TV. But during a parody, of course, of the dinner that happened the White House Correspondents' Dinner, he said this on Thursday, April 23rd. So this was 2 days before the dinner. But he said this. This is exact quote. Our First Lady Melania is here. Look at Melania. So beautiful. Mrs. Trump, you have a glow like an expectant widow.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you think that's funny? Like, and, you know, millions of people watch him because he's very popular.
I realize
and it's like,
that.
Christian, yeah, have you seen that? Did you laugh?
That almost makes me wonder if he was involved.
I don't know.
I mean, when did he say that?
He said it on Thursday, the 23rd, which was a couple of days before the dinner.
I mean, did he know about
I don't,
it?
I don't
Why
know.
Why would he say that?
He may not know about it, but, you know, the far left really wants to put in their narrative the suggestion that maybe Trump should be eliminated.
I think people would be
There's
happy if he died. Here we go.
Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Good morning. This is JW. How are you guys?
JW.
Today?
Good morning, JW.
Good
How
morning.
Are you? JW is a
good
friend
morning,
and a brother.
Bert.
Yes, good morning.
Good to hear from you guys. And I've just been listening to the program. And I know President Trump gets attacked a lot, verbally and physically, of course. And but I just, people ask me my opinion of him. And I said, he is like the greatest brain surgeon the world has ever known, with the worst bedside manner you can ever imagine.
That's actually really funny.
So,
yeah.
I think it's some work on, you know, showing, you know, I really believe that God has him there, but,
yeah.
you know, he needs to show more godly mannerism.
Mm-hmm.
We agree on that. Yep.
Trade,
definitely.
We agree.
Not trade evil with evil. And
we
so
agree.
On.
We
so,
definitely agree.
Yeah, you're absolutely
so anyway,
right about that.
Just wanted to bring that up because I pray for him that
mm-hmm.
he will, you know, continue to have wisdom, but have godly wisdom and act in that manner. So,
Amen.
Well, you know what? Thank you for bringing it up because it doesn't
yeah.
dismiss our president from also saying what he does say. And we
right.
have to continue to pray for him, though, because we do believe he stands on their issues right, but he doesn't react many times in the most godly way. So, yeah, we do need to keep him in
Some
prayer.
Of the stuff I read,
yeah.
You know, would say maybe if he thought a little more about what he was going to say, you know, and that does work against public opinion to some degree, but doesn't justify, again, the assassination attempt or the
yeah.
character assassination that continues to go on. But, yeah, brother,
yeah.
you know, we've heard a lot about you, JW, and is there one day maybe you could hitch a ride with Keith? And you know, he's got a couple of donuts in the car. Could chew on the way up, maybe
yeah.
join us.
Well, he's a wonderful brother, and whatever I can do to support you guys, I do so.
Super. Well, thank
so
you.
You be blessed and be favored.
God
you
bless
too.
You.
Thank
God bless you.
Thank you,
JW. God bless you.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Well, that was great.
You know what? He made a good point. How come I didn't even think of that? Yeah. We don't as a crew here advocate for some of the language that President Trump uses. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I mean, I understand. Yeah. Yes, that guy has taken so many stabs and whatnot, and he's angry. But we need to be careful what comes out of his of our mouths. And we pray for that, right, Keith?
Amen.
We just pray for that. For him to have more wisdom in terms of.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
With all of that, though, God still put him in office and God's using him.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
We have to recognize that and the work that's being done. If you look past the criticism of legacy media, Trump has many, many successes. Of course, he's very happy to list them for you, which is good because we don't always get that. But he has. God has used him in great ways in the first term and now in the second term. So we can't ignore that, nor let what is being said about him overshadow the successes that God has worked through him.
Yeah, and the Democratic Party from time past is not the Democratic Party of today. The loyalty that people might be having in their affiliation with the party on who they think that they are is not updated. You know, maybe mm-hmm. they are not updated with the current version of what the Democrat party represents.
Yep.
Because it's turned into a socialist party. It's turned into a communistic party with Mondami as the mayor. Evidence proof of that.
Yeah.
What's going on?
It's gotten completely further to the left.
It's gotten completely further to the left.
Yes, yes.
And I'm just reminded of the situation that's going on in California.
Yeah.
If you investigate fraud, this is coming from the Democratic Party.
That they introduced.
They're looking to introduce a bill to pass the bill. If you investigate fraud, theft from the government, you are the one that is going to get arrested. There's a problem here. Mm-hmm. So, we're crying out to the church to understand and to investigate exactly what is going on within the realms of the party, because the enemy is deceitful.
Yeah.
And for people not to understand the deceitfulness of the enemy and what they are doing in this country, what they're trying to do to this country,
mm-hmm.
and to vote according to the word of God and in the spirit, not to the flesh.
Amen.
Exactly.
You know, our time is sadly almost up.
That just went by so fast.
I know,
today.
It does.
It did.
And I appreciate the people who called. And, I'm just thankful for, again, this crew. And Stephanie has a big event this weekend out of her ministry, Bulletproof Alliance, at her church there in Vero. So we need to pray for that. And we know God's going to use her in a mighty way. And I'm confident. My wife and I'll be there, so we'll be there praying for her right here on site. But we got about a minute and a half, maybe at tops. Any last words from the crew?
I have Philippians chapter 2, verse 3 here.
Amen.
Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, rather in humility. Value others above yourselves.
Amen.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, that's the way it ought to be.
Value others.
Value others above yourselves. And do nothing out of selfish ambition. And that is a plethora of abundant things that go on in our lives, right?
Mm. Absolutely.
Work, the country, your family, do everything. Do nothing out of selfish ambition.
And if I could plug in really quickly, mm-hmm. William Federer, I don't know if you guys know who Bill Federer is, but he's speaking at a Club America, which is a Turning Point Faith High School kind of chapter, this Friday at Grace Family Church in PSL from 6 to 9. So it's a free event. Come on out.
Amen. Do that.
Yeah.
Well, with that, I want to thank you for listening. And we'll be back, God willing, next week. Same time and certainly same station. God bless.
God bless everyone.
God bless.
Thank you for joining us. Tune in next Tuesday at 11 a.m. for another edition of A Biblical Response. If you have issues of the day you would like us to explore, email us at wcno@wcno.com. In the subject line, write David@abiblicalresponse. Remember, when you are challenged by what you see and hear going on around you, pray and invest in God's Word for guidance. We'll be right back.